Hey everybody, welcome back to my channel. It's your girl Rusha. I hope you're all doing great. And in today's video, I wanted to do kind of like a girl talk video talking about something that I feel like has really been taking over mainstream culture lately, and I really feel like it needs to be talked about. That being said, boys, you're not excluded. Men, you're definitely welcome to stay. And let's get into it. So, the psychology of fuckboys. Well, where do I start? Okay, so we really, really live in a world where that feminine energy is really suppressed. Now, when I talk about feminine energy, every single person has masculine and feminine energy within them. And this has nothing to do with how you look or anything stereotypical or anything like that. They are two very powerful aspects of who we are, two energies that work together, the yin and the yang. Growing up, boys are taught that it's not okay to be emotional, that it's not okay to have feelings, that it's not okay to express their emotions, and that it's not okay to be vulnerable in any way. Because of this, they strongly learn to suppress their emotions, and this is actually teaching them not to care, not to feel, right? Because they're taught that it's not manly, it's not masculine. You have to be a man, suck it up, like rub some dirt on it, like don't cry, things like that. And ultimately what that does is this creates an individual who grows up to be really confused because they're completely out of touch with their emotions and they don't know how to connect with their emotions. And men and boys specifically are taught in a number of ways by society, by mainstream culture, that their status, their level of self-worth is measured by things that are heavily related to the ego, the shadow ego. So things like money and like how many women they can get with, things like that. And what a lot of people don't realize is that men actually look for so much validation about themselves through how much they can please and satisfy women. Now, depending on that boy's relationship with his mother, this is going to influence him in a number of different ways. But before we get into that, society is so focused on masculine energy that because of that, it's also pushing women to be in that energy as well, to be tough, to be hard, to be firm, to not be soft. And this is because as a culture as a whole, we've repressed this feminine energy within ourselves and we haven't allowed this to come forward and show through. But specifically what tends to happen with fuckboys in particular, womanizers, whatever you want to call them, is because while a lot of boys might experience this conditioning growing up, they don't all necessarily grow up to be that way. You know, some of them might manifest as just being really confused, being really non-committal, having commitment issues, things like that. Again, this depends on their relationship with their mother growing up. But the ones who specifically grow up with this misogynistic view of women, this hatred of women, wanting to hurt women or use them as objects or things like that, oftentimes what you'll notice with people like this is that they grew up having a very difficult relationship with their mother, a very tense relationship with their mother, where there's a lot of unresolved emotional issues happening there. There's a lot of pain there. And because this child grew up with this very difficult relationship with their mother, they learned that someone who they're supposed to love and who's also supposed to love them is someone who hurts them. This is one of the more extreme cases of its manifestation, you know, someone who hurts them or manipulates them or anything like that. So because of that, they grew up with this very confused idea of what love is. And because they're so out of touch with their emotions, it keeps them completely out of touch with their internal guidance system, which lets you know when you're doing things that feel good for you, that feel right for you, that feel in alignment with your soul's vibration, and when they don't. They're completely out of touch, so they're just confused. Oftentimes, it'll manifest that way. Or it can also manifest as this boy who fell madly in love with someone and this girl broke his heart. Now, what I want you to understand is that fuckboys are actually the most sensitive of them all. And I know you might think I'm totally, you might not understand, like, how is that even possible? Like, they will go around and treat you like you're nothing. It's a defense mechanism. the reason this person is going through this pattern in the first place is because their sense of self-esteem, their sense of self-worth is so incredibly low that the only way that they can feel good about themselves is if they can kind of control, manipulate, or dominate another person. And this comes from them having felt so vulnerable with someone. And, you know, it can involve things like humiliation or just like the ego being completely destroyed or things like that, that it creates this desire to never want to feel that way again. And it's sort of this attitude of get them before they can get you, that kind of thing. And this type of person will go through this cycle where they manipulate people and things like that because that's what makes them feel better about themselves. And again, this happens on a spectrum. It really does happen on a spectrum. So the examples I'm talking about and specifically reading into is more one of the more extreme manifestations. So it can definitely manifest in a number of different ways. But when it shows up with that misogynistic type of energy, for example, someone who actively seeks to humiliate their partners or things like that, or just, you know, go through as many women as they can and like break their hearts or pretend like they don't care, things like that, it's a defense mechanism. And I just want to be clear that I'm not making this video to say that anybody's evil or anything like that. Hurt people, it really is just cycles of abuse. And when we can understand where it's coming from, that's when we can kind of not take it personally. So if you're watching this video because you've had your heart broken by one of these people, or you've been through one of these experiences and it's been really painful for you, as hard as it is, I don't want you to take it personally because it really has nothing to do with you. Or even if it wasn't one of the more extreme cases of, you know, a guy who uses you and tries to make you feel awful about yourself or even humiliate you or anything like that, even if it was just, let's say you had a relationship with someone and then you didn't want to have sex with him or something like that, and then he's off having sex with other women like 2 seconds later, and you don't understand how you could care so much and he wouldn't. Don't take it personally. It really has nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with themselves and the issues that they're working through on their own. So oftentimes you can be, especially if you're empathic, you can be drawn to these types of men, these types of guys, because you can just sense on an inner level that there's a wounded inner child that needs to be healed. Be very careful with that, because you cannot heal another person. Any healing that happens within you, within anybody, it is something that they have to choose for themselves, something that they have to do within themselves. So if you've had an experience with a fuckboy that just like treated you awfully, and trust me, it's awful, like it sucks, I don't want you to feel bad about yourself, because it doesn't have anything to do with you or your worth or your desirability as a person. It doesn't. This hurt person doesn't even realize what they're doing. And given the opportunity, they're just going to continue in this cycle of abuse unless they take the time to choose to heal themselves. So ultimately, the best thing that you can do for yourself in this type of situation is to walk away from it and to choose to surround yourself with people who are going to honor you, love you, and appreciate you for who you are, and really ask yourself why you're drawn to these types of people in the first place. What part of you feels like you need to heal everyone around you? What part of you feels like you don't deserve what you actually desire? What part of you isn't actually trusting yourself? That's first level. Next level is allowing yourself to embody this feminine energy within you, allowing yourself to be soft, allowing yourself to be receptive, while also setting your boundaries with people when you need to. But understanding that you can have both of these aspects within you. Just because one person hurt you doesn't mean that everybody is going to hurt you. Just because one person treated you badly doesn't mean that every person is going to treat you badly. Just because you had one bad experience doesn't mean that every single person is like that. That's tier two. Next level is about teaching people in society as a whole, teaching our boys, teaching our girls that it is okay to be soft. It is okay to be vulnerable. It is okay to feel. Teaching our men that it is okay to feel, that they don't have to be unfeeling robots walking around just trying to see how many women they can get with and how they cannot care. Why do people do that? Because we've created a society where we tell everybody that it's cool to do that. That somehow it's cool to not have intimacy. It's cool to not connect with people. It's cool to hurt someone as much as you can and to not care. It's cool to love things and to use people, right? That next level is when we make that change within ourselves. Let's make it cool to be compassionate. Let's make it cool to care about other people. Let's make it cool to have deep connections with others. Let's make it cool to see people as they truly are. Let's make it cool to be authentic. And I know this is starting to change. Like, you see people teaching boys that it's okay to cry. Good. We need more of that. That it's okay to be soft. And that your worth isn't measured by how many times you can screw over another person or how many times you could hurt another person or get this or that. That comes from within you. When we heal this rift within ourselves, that's when we'll start to see that outer change. We've created a society where women can't be women because they have to be tough all the time. It's not safe to be vulnerable. And we've created a society where men can't be men. They're taught to be these unfeeling robotic creatures, and that's not what it means to be a man. But we're also confused about it because we have this skewed idea of what these two things mean. And that's why they're so separated. That's why there's so much pain between these two energies as a whole. That's why people have such a hard time connecting and having real intimacy as a whole. And that's why we go through life feeling like there isn't true connection. And ultimately, what I want you to understand is that these two energies are meant to work together. And again, I don't want you to focus on the body or, you know, stereotypical things. Everybody has masculine and feminine energy. So however this shows up in your life based on your sexual preferences or orientation or things like that, these two energies need each other. And what do they do? The masculine energy provides that physically protective space for women, and that feminine energy provides that emotionally protective space for women. And somewhere along the line, that rift changed. That emotional protection was gone, that physical protection was gone, and we started hurting each other. I want you to understand that this is a cycle that's been happening for a long time. It's something that goes way back in our cellular DNA, like way, way back. And it's not about pointing the finger at anybody. It's not about pointing the finger at men and being like, oh, you're unfeeling robotic creatures or things like that. It's not about pointing at women and being like, you're manipulative and you do this or you do that. It's not about pointing the finger at anybody. It's all about being able to reconnect to that inner child and give that child the love and compassion that they need. And this goes beyond gender. Forget about, you know, what it means to be a man or a woman or any of those things. We all have both of these energies within us. This is about creating a safe space for each other. Creating a space where it's safe to be ourselves, where it's safe to connect emotionally with others, where it's safe to see and be seen, where it's safe to feel. Right? Because right now we're living in a world where we're constantly bombarded with messages about how it's not safe to feel, how it's not safe to be soft. So this shift really begins within us. How we allow ourselves to show up in the world, how we allow ourselves to be who we truly are, to be seen, how we allow ourselves to connect with other people, and
how we choose to teach others and teach children and what we choose to embody within ourselves. Let's make it cool to be humble. Let's make it cool to be compassionate. Let's make it cool to care about others. All right. So comment down below with any thoughts that you have about this, any experiences that you've had. I am sending you all so much love. If you enjoyed this video, please give it a thumbs up. Let me know. You can definitely check out my social media links, Facebook, Instagram, and I will be back for another video. If you want to subscribe, make sure to hit that subscribe button and the little bell so you get notified when I post. And I'll see you all next time. So much love your way.